Morning Watch, Friday, the Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 4, God's Words, the Divine Supply as Food. Related Verses, Colossians 1:27, to whom God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to God. John 6:63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. John 15:3-4. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. Ephesians 5:18-20. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissoluteness, but be filled in spirit. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and psalming with your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks at all times for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to our God and Father. Hebrews 1:1-2. God, having spoken of old in many portions and in many ways to the fathers in the prophets, has, at the last of these days, spoken to us in the Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the universe. Suggested reading. Another way to receive, experience, and enjoy Christ is to eat the word spoken by Christ as spirit and as life. Christ speaks the word. The word is the spirit, and the spirit is life. Thus, the word, the spirit, and life are three in one. The speaker of the word is the process triune God, and his speaking transmits the process triune God into us in the form of the word. After entering into us, this word becomes a spirit, and the spirit is life. Then, when we utter the Spirit out to others, the Spirit becomes a word to them. When others receive the word into them, it becomes the Spirit again. Then, when they speak the Spirit out to others, he again becomes the word. Hence, when we receive the word into us, the word becomes the Spirit, and the Spirit becomes our very life. This is the transmission of the triune God into us as our life supply. First in the form of the Word, then in the form of the Spirit, and ultimately in the form of life. In this way, the triune God becomes our enjoyment. In Colossians 3:16, Paul says that the Word of Christ should dwell in us, inhabit us. This implies that the Word of Christ is living. In order for something to dwell in us or to inhabit us, it must be living. Paul's expression in this verse indicates that the word of Christ is very much like a living person. Paul almost personifies the word of Christ. He tells us to let this word inhabit us, as if it were a living person. The word of Christ is actually the living person of Christ. Moreover, according to the New Testament, the living person of Christ is the Spirit. Jesus is the name of this person, and the reality of this person is the Spirit. For this reason, whenever we call on the name of the Lord Jesus, it is the Spirit who comes. We have also pointed out that the Word and the Spirit are one. Hence, when the Word of Christ dwells in us, the Spirit inhabits us. In Colossians 3:16, we have Christ as our life, then we have his living Word, personified as his person dwelling in us. The word of Christ is the word spoken by Christ. In his New Testament economy, God speaks in the Son, and the Son speaks not only directly in the Gospels, but also through his members, the apostles and prophets, in Acts, in the epistles, and in Revelation. All these may be considered as his word. in this passage, the infilling of spiritual life that overflows in praising and singing is related to the word, whereas in its parallel passage, Ephesians 5:18-20, the infilling of spiritual life is related to the Spirit. This indicates that the Word and the Spirit are identical. A normal Christian life should be one that is filled with the Word so that the Spirit may bubble from within us in lauding melodies of praise. The Word of Christ includes the entire New Testament. We need to be filled with this Word. This means that we should allow the Word of Christ to dwell in us, to inhabit us, to make home in us. The Greek word rendered dwell literally means to be in a house, to inhabit. The word of the Lord must have adequate room within us so that it may operate and minister the riches of Christ into our inner being.